yours today tomorrow. Jesus is ever the same. He will bear your load of sorrow. Jesus is ever the same. He met the man from the thumb in his madness. A tub of chains gave him good joy and gladness. He'll take your sins and all of your sadness. Jesus is ever the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Jesus is ever the same. He will bear your load of sorrow. Jesus is ever the same. He met the blind man and Adam while crying, gave him his sight and joy forevermore. He gave you light for your darkness refined. Jesus is ever the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Jesus is ever the same. He will bear your load of sorrow. Jesus is ever the same. He turned the salt water and gave us sweetness. He brought us Egyptians from the bondage. You turned your bitterness into sweetness. Jesus is ever the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Jesus is ever the same. He will bear your load of sorrow. Jesus is ever the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Jesus is ever the same. He will bear your load of sorrow. Jesus is ever the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Jesus is ever the same. He will bear your load of sorrow. Jesus is ever the same.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll say amidada. Amen.
Amen.
Say big amen.
I'll say amila.
Everybody say loud amen.
I'll say amila.
Eje ki a teriba lati dadura.
Call for prayer.
Baba wa ti Olorun wa.
Oh my God. Bless you tonight.
Baba ni oruko Jesu egba ope wa.
Name of the things.
Free de kale akoko wakati soji yi.
The hour of revival.
Baba ni oruko Jesu oluwa egba ope wa.
Name of the things.
Baba ni oruko Jesu oluwa egba yin wa.
Name of the praise.
Ogo ni foruko yin oluwa.
Your name.
Baba leni gege bi onti e ti pinu.
Lord, today according to what you have decided.
Gbogbo ibanuje eso di ayo.
Lord, turn every sorrow to joy.
Gbogbo ekun eso di erin.
Turn every weeping.
Baba, gbogbo egan eyi pada ke eso dogo.
Turn every approach to glory.
Ise yin ni iyanu.
It is your act that is wonderful.
Baba loruko Jesu ese iyanu.
Lord, do wonders.
Nibi gbogbo ti a o ti ma gbo ohun oro Olorun yi.
Hear the ministration of this word will get
Baba,
you.
Baba ese iyanu.
Father, do wonders.
Gbogbo okan ti o ma gbo loruko Jesu iyanu Olorun ko sele nu aye.
Many so that will listen to the wonders of God happen in your life.
Gbogbo awon nkan to ti baje ti o ti ye ko baje.
Everything that have been destroyed and not more
to be destroyed. Lati oro yi labe isoji yi nipa gbara isoji ko yi pada.
Under this revival by the power they become changed.
Gbogbo to se
they become reformed.
Loruko Jesu gbogbo wine to ti di omi ko pada di wine.
Everyone that has some water will turn back to wine.
Loruko Jesu gbogbo ekun ni ko pada di erin.
Every weeping turn to laughter.
Gbogbo ona to ti di leni loruko Jesu ko di lila.
Every blocked way break through.
You
will be to the name of the Lord.
For
because he has been so.
Ni oruko Jesu Christi.
In Jesus' name alone.
We are all
welcome to the hour of revival. And the blessing of God as it has decided come upon you. Topic of tonight, revival. Receiving the wonders of turning one's water to wine. Receiving the wonders of turning one's water to wine. Receiving the wonders of turning one's water to wine. We open our Bible because we're according to John chapter 2. I'll read from verse 1 all through 11.
It reads
thus. And the third day, there was a wedding in the canal of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and the disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine had been given out. Jesus said to him, they are how out of wine. Jesus replied, what have I to do with thee, woman? My time has not come. His mother then told the servant, whatever he has killed to do, do it. And there were 6 stones water jars there, according to the purification of the Jews, each one large enough to hold between 20 and 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, fill those jars with water.
To
fill them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw out some water and take it to the man in charge of the field. When he tasted the water turned into wine, he did not know where this wine had come from. But of course, the servants who had drawn out of the water knew. So he called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone serves the best wine
first.
And after the guests had drunk a lot, he serves the ordinary wine. But you have kept the best wine until now. Jesus performed the first miracle in the canal of Galilee.
Then
he revealed his glory. And reveal this glory. And the disciples believed in. Today I repeat again, the glory of the Lord will be known in your life. Every water in your life will turn back to wine.
Wine that,
wine that is water will be turned back to wine. Everybody say amen. And in the place I read to you, the Spirit of God is speaking to us and to work for revival tonight. In the place I read to you,
is the place
very common that is very used on the wedding place. But today God is not doing that. God is doing spiritual union today and great reformation and wondrous
words.
This word is not for couples alone, not for husband and wife alone. It is for all men. Therefore, it is a very popular chapter. And there are some words that people do misinterpret. Before I go deeper into the message, I will explain a little about it. Like I've read out for you. This marriage held at the Canal of Galilee. Galilee is a city. Cana is an area in Galilee. Just like you have many areas in Ibadan. There are many territories and areas under Galilee as well. One of them, Cana.
Cana ti Galilee yi ni won tin se igbeyawo.
And the marriage was held at the Canal of Galilee.
Won pe Jesus sibe.
And now Jesus was invited there, and his disciples, and they granted the invitation. The first thing the Spirit of God wants us to know, how Jesus went there.
How
he was invited and he went with his disciples. And how Jesus wrought miracles there. And that was the first written miracle of Jesus. Why is it that Jesus' first miracle was performed in the place of marriage? Why was Jesus invited to a marriage and he granted the invitation?
It's
a sign of confirmation that he's the originator of marriage and he endorses it. It is a confirmation that the Lord is the establisher of marriage and not man. When we talk about marriage, it is not a culture of any religion or any race. It is the establishment of God. To confirm that is the one that establishes it and he endorses it, he granted the invitation. And that was why he did the miracle that no man can do unless God. And this is the wonders that God will do in your life at this hour. God will do these wonders in your house at this hour. These wonders will happen in your marriage at this time you live in. All your ways, this miracle will happen there. Assigns Jesus' establishment of marriage and the confirmation he showed that he was the one that establishes marriage. Assigns this, the role played by Jesus' mother in this ceremony, that when the wine was finished, that she was the one that went to Jesus and said, wine is done. The Spirit of God wants us to understand as well. He wants us to know that it must be that the groom of this marriage is a close relative to Mary. The reason is, if a ceremony is being done, when they say the meat is finished, you are not concerned as a visitor. You as a visitor will not be the one to run here and there. But the relatives and family of the people in ceremony, we know this, that Mary is very concerned about it. And that was part of the reason Jesus was invited. And we see the reason why Jesus honored the invitation. Now we can see this wine. In the number one way, the wine being said here, it is not the alcohol people drink today. It is not sort of alcohol they drink. It is the wine made from vine and grapes. It is their culture when they have ceremony, the wine will be presented. Just like Jesus or Mochina. As we have each over there.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When
we are told that the wine is finished,
and
Mary went to meet Jesus,
that
the wine is over. That the wine is over. Hallelujah.
It
is a great shame.
We
might be thinking that when the wine is over, why can't they go and buy? They cannot buy it. What happened is, this thing that happened, a great shame that cannot be covered, a great problem that cannot be resolved. Because at that time, the wine that was finished, they cannot use it daily and prepare it daily. The kind of wine being mentioned here, if they want to use it today, they will have been preparing it for about 4 days before. They'll be preparing it. Therefore, when it is finished, there is no solution. And it's a great shame.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It is a great shame. It's like we're also having ceremony. And at the middle, they say there's no more meat, no more fish. And you never prepare that the meat may finish. You think everything you are prepared will be enough, but it finished all of a sudden. How will you feel about that? According to our tradition and culture, in our ceremony, we give people meat and fish. And when we say it is finished, it is also a great shame for man. Always a great shame for man. For man. The same thing when the wine is finished. Therefore, wine is a very important thing. In the second way, and spiritually, the what God wants us to know today, this wine, it has spiritual meaning. Wine, it means the Holy Spirit of God. It means joy. It means gladness. It means blessing. It means exaltation. As the Spirit of God is speaking to us in tonight's revival, therefore when we are told that the wine is finished, it means that in that marriage that the joy is gone. Wine sometimes may mean love. It means that there's no more love there. The wine is finished. The wine is finished. That makes the mother of Mary to go to, Mary to go to Jesus. The wine is finished. The wine is finished. The wine is finished. And Jesus said this. Now the snake will emphasize it. What have I to do with this woman? My hour has not come. As our own culture, there's no honor in this world. You know, as God has created us, I'm discussing with you as Yoruba people. You see, we have honor in our language. We have it in our character and language. But it's not so in other culture. In the other culture, when others want to use their pen, they will use in their speeches like that. There's nothing like honor. They cannot use the pronoun that symbolizes respect for a man. They can't use it. We are the ones that have that. By that, you might say, what have I to do with this woman? You might see that's a disrespect language, but it's not so. What he told his mother was, what concerns me? You said I'm visitor.
So
what concerns me? What concerns the visitor that the meat is finished? What is the case of the visitor that the fish is finished? The visitor is not concerned. He said, what concerns me that the wine is finished? But the reason why his mother tabled the word before him The mother of Jesus knew the child she gave birth to. Before she conceived, she knew. When she conceived, she knew. When she was training, she knew. She knew he is the Lord. She knew he is the Christ. She knew he is the Messiah. She knew he is God and the incarnate of man to save men.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And
that was why he told the people serving the food.
He
said, stay with him. Stay with him. Don't move away. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Because no one can do this. The shame of the garment of shame darkness has put on them. The groom had his own plan. He knew the guest must not be more than 400. 300. That they might not be more than 300. And he had made the wine for them. But many a times God, above what you prepare for, the thing may happen. What you don't plan for may come off. And now your wisdom will not be able to go over you. That's the reason why you need the Lord.
Father,
mom, brothers and sisters. Failure to have Lord before problem comes is part of implication for people. It is when the problem arises that many are running there to scatter and meet the Lord. When he had no confrontation and challenges, he never went for God. The groom was not being inserted with the garment of shame because Jesus was there in the marriage. The mother of Jesus was there, the disciples also were there. And by that, the garment of shame already down, Jesus never allowed him to put it on. Anyone? In one way or the other, the devil has put on you the garment of problem, garment of death, garment of shame, garment of reproach, garment of greediness. As you listen to this, it is being removed from your body.
Is
that the opportunity to be under this administration? Every garment of reproach on you be removed. I invoke the fire of God upon you. The powerful hand of God descend upon your life.
I
remove every garment of battle from your life.
Amen.
Amen. I proceed. Some and their tradition, like I've told you. When they are doing ceremony, wine is always presented. And they have pots of water. That is where the wine was before it was finished. And there are six pots there. And about 3 to 4 gallons. One pot can fill about 2 to 3 gallons.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It had already been there. Jesus said, go and fetch water there. Fill it to the brim. And they will fetch water there. When the water was there, now they came back to him. They said, Master, it had been fetched. He said, go and draw it out. By the time they will go back there, they could see original wine was there. Original wine. That's your weeping also whenever you listen to me. We turn to joy today. Your sorrow will turn to joy today. That rag will no more be rag, it will become new cloth. That block way there will break through over here. Water turned to wine. Receiving the wonders of turning one's water to wine. And then he said they should take it to the cook himself. When they presented the wine to the cook, now the cook spoke from his experience. The cook had experience. He said, in any place we go to go and prepare food, in the place we will go to prepare food for them, they will bring the good thing in the first place. They will bring out the first food. They will bring out the good wine. But When they say that people had finished drinking and at the place of the heavenly time, they will bring the one that is not as good as that. That means they will dilute it. It will become diluted. Can you see that three things?
Wine
is finished.
Wine,
original wine.
Wine to Jomi.
The water turned wine.
At wine to Diabula.
And the undiluted, the diluted wine.
Only Jesus, only Olori Alase will pay.
The cook said, everyone serves the best wine first. When we are doing ceremony, we present the best food. For the people that come early, they will come to the evening time, they come to night time, but the one that come around 10 o'clock, possibly they may be hiding food to themselves, they will be hiding to themselves. These are the experiences why you spoke. He never said when you are intoxicated with wine, that's not what he was saying. Then when everyone served the best wine, and after the guests drink, then the one not as good as that will be served again. The one that is, that was the ordinary one. The leftover rice, and you clean the dishes with roll, and then they will bring it, and after that they will serve the ordinary wine. But you have kept the best wine until now. You have kept the best wine until now. Hallelujah. Jesus performed this one miracle in the Garden of Galilee. He showed his glory. And the disciples believe on him. That means he revealed his personality. Yeah, again. Revealing his glory, revealing his personality. He revealed that he is Christ. What happened here? No prophet that can resolve it. No human being that can resolve it. No religious leader that can resolve it. No head of man that can resolve it. No religious head that can resolve it. No man that can resolve it. But God himself alone. That wine was finished. Wine was finished. And the house they said they fetched water. And water was made wine.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. No man can do that. Therefore, when Jesus did that, he showed his personality through the works he had done. In the life of you, my listeners, as well, Jesus will manifest his glory upon you. I said, Jesus will manifest his glory upon you. Jesus will manifest his glory upon you. Amen. Now to receive that miracle. We check the message of this revival in 3 points. Now that you have checked the points that are there, and you understand that now there's no more argument, we check the topic of this revival in 3 points. Under point one, explaining diverse experiences in the journey of life. Explaining diverse experiences in the journey of life. Under point two, examples of those whose water was turned to wine. Point three, secret for God to turn one's water to wine. What is that secret for God to turn the water of one's life to wine? I'm checking on point one. Today, today, not tomorrow. Today, God, the manifest is going upon you. You, my listener, at that very place you listen, the hand of the Lord will touch you today. I said the hand is not short. His yes is not too heavy. He will hear your prayer today. You will see the wonders of God today. You just calm down to listen. Your life cannot remain the same. Listen and receive it. I'm on to point one. Explaining diverse experiences on the journey of life. There are four experiences for men on the journey of life, which manifests in the marriage of the Canaan of Galilee as it was written here. Number one experience is the finished wine. It has been invested. And when the wine was finished, wine got finished. The wine finished. The wine had been before. They had prepared, but it has finished. Like I've told you in the beginning, when we said that the wine is finished, it means the one with joy before, but now no more joy. The one with blessing, but now no more blessing. Family that the couples love themselves, but now no more love. Family that they have been having agreement, but now there's disagreement. Family they are having goodness, joy, and prosperity, but now there's no more. Their wine has turned to water like that. When wine turned to water, that means the wine is finished. When wine is finished, it means there's no more joy. There's no more love. There's no more agreement. There's no more blessing. There's no more peace. There's no more joy. That is the meaning. In the spiritual life as well, the one that is full of the Spirit of God with the power of God before, when we've been through carelessness, the Spirit of God left him as he left Paul. The mercy of God left him as he left Judas. The Spirit and the power of God left his life. That means a finished wine. It can manifest like that. But as my Lord live and his soul lives, the Lord whom before I stand I'm speaking, God, I gave you the privilege to listen to this ministration. If your wine has been finished, it will be restored today. Number two, I've explained number one experience. That the experience with the what people call retrogression. That means the wine is finished. The wine is finished. Number two now, that means wine becoming diluted. This one is not finished, but it becomes diluted. Wine that has been added with water. It does not have the normal sweetness again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not that the joy is finished, but that the joy depreciates. The joy is no more like of the old time. Not that the gladness is finished, but the gladness is no more. It has become fluctuating. Joy tomorrow, sorrow today, joy sorrow tomorrow, love today, fight tomorrow, money today, poverty tomorrow, satisfaction today, hunger tomorrow, peace today, sickness tomorrow. That means wine has become diluted. It manifests in the journey of life like that. The same thing also about spiritual life. The Spirit of God is today in one some people's life. The power of God is today in his life, but it has depreciated. When you do well today, you will depreciate tomorrow. When his prayer life rises today, tomorrow the fire will come down. Weariness in the spirit. That is a life of fluctuation in the spirit. A life of lethargy in the spirit. If that is the kind of life we live, those spiritual experiences are diluted wine. They are experiences of a diluted wine. Not that you never read the Bible again, but you read and never understand like before. Differs from the one that can never take up the Bible again. But you read, but it's meaningless to him now. The wine has become diluted like that. As you have the privilege to be under this situation, your deputed one will become a little like in Jesus' name. The power of God will return unto your life and make the wine original again. Number three experiences in life. That is wine turned water. Wine that turned to water. It's deeper to wine that is diluted. different water finally. Different from that the wine is not there, that it is finished, and there is nothing like that. That the wine has turned to
that.
The blessing and things are good. Stop from man. And it seems man is living a mere life. That one is living a life without impact. He exists but never have good impact.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It means living a meaningless life. We cannot say he have and we cannot say he doesn't have. We cannot say he's dead, we cannot say he's alive. That means the water, wine has turned to water, wine has turned to water. Husband and wife, we cannot say they are fighting and we cannot say they are in good order. They are just existing like that. They never enjoy themselves, at the same time they don't fight. We cannot say they love themselves, we cannot say they don't love themselves. They are not really enjoying themselves. Their wine has turned to water. Differs that the wine has finished. It is not that the wine is finished. When the wine is finished, they will fight. The love is finished. But this one has turned to water. They will not separate, they will not fight, they are just like that. The wife may say his husband is a the wife may say his husband is a living dead. When the husband also speaks elsewhere, he might tell his wife is a living dead. They are not divorced, they are still together. But because their wine is over, they go to places of honor that the wine is finished. But nothing to show for. He only goes there, walk there, and come back. That means wine has turned to water. Wine has turned to water. The same thing in spiritual life. When they say wine turned to water, the one that has the Spirit of God living a good life, and all of a sudden becomes a carnal person. He becomes a carnal person and is full of fleshy thoughts. And when one tries to blink eyes, when one walks that way, he might interpret it into 200 ways. Can't you see the way she drags her feet? Can't you see the way she drags her feet? Don't you know the meaning of her dragging, feet dragging? Can't you see the way she blinks her eyes? Don't you know that is the meaning of what she's doing? Can't you see the way he beat his hand? Don't you know that is the meaning of what he has done? That means the wine of that person's life has gone to water. That you are looking after man. You are looking after the mouth of man. You are looking after the heart of man. You are not careful about the word of God. You don't seek the face of God. But you are looking after men the way they greet you, the way they respond to you. Now that's what you give meaning to you. Is wine has turned to water. When wine turns to water, so that you will not come to church, so that you will not come to church. But the Spirit of God will depart his life and the fleshy thoughts will come in. Number four, experience. That is the original wine. That is the best form of life. Original wine. That cook called it the best wine. And you have kept this best wine even to this time. You have kept the best wine till now. This means the life that is smooth. The life full of the Holy Spirit. Manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in his life. Also the gift of the Spirit manifests. He never stands on spiritual gifts but fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, goodness, peace, perseverance. All those things manifested in his life. He understands the word of God. He knows the direction, the yes and no of God. His prayer life is very sharp. He understands the word of God. He knows the face of God. In his family, there's love between husband and wife. The love continues. The agreement is there. Darkness never has chance. That is the original one. There's strength and power. There's peace. There's a blessing of God. Hallelujah. Everything spiritually, physically is running smoothly. This kind of lifestyle is called the form of life that the wine is original. The lifestyle that have an original form of wine. Either you believe or not, these are the four experiences of man. But in this world, there's no one that will start very well and keep on going like that. She behaves like that, no. There are confrontations man will have. There are challenges one will have. This confrontation and experiences come from the arch enemy of man, the devil. And that is the reason why man is in need of Jesus. When you don't have Jesus, when you have confrontation and problem of the world, you become the slave to the devil. Because you will seek for solution. And any solution you seek that is not in the place of Jesus will make you a slave to the devil. We make you a slave to the devil. We make you go into sacrifice. We make you worship the powers of principalities. We make you worship the demons of the marine and the one on the ground. So that you can procure solutions. And that was why we are told. There's no other name in which you can be saved. Under this heaven and this world. Except the name of Jesus Christ. No other name, no matter the honor you give unto him. That has salvation for men. By which man can be saved from the devil, from sin, and the repercussion of sin. For the name of Jesus Christ alone. And that was the reason why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God in heaven except by me. Check this gospel according to John chapter 14, verse 6. The one I described for you in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 12. Therefore, that among this groom of the marriage in the Cana of Galilee, God gave him solution because Jesus was there. His wine had been good. Suddenly it's finished. The reason why many are scrambling on the ground, because the wine is finished on him. But he had no Jesus. Wine is finished. He had no Jesus scrambling on the ground, crawling on the ground. And wisdom never ties the stick borrow. Wisdom never ties stick borrow. The groom. He will have been put to shame totally. But the one that turns sorrow to joy is already there. It was not when the wine finished that Jesus was just invited. Jesus had been invited even before the ceremony began. Jesus is there in their marriage. That among, as much as wise as you are, as much you are understandable as you are, Something you don't expect might come out. Something you never planned for might come
out.
And when you don't have the mighty one that can say, that thing may want to enslave you or rather kill you. When you have no one that can save you from it, either it makes men a slave or it be giving you some sacrifices. Then you come and be dancing before him. You be bringing
gold.
You be bringing N. That means he doesn't have enslaved you or rather kill him. Listen, I'm discussing with you receiving the wonders of turning one's water to wine. Now I'm on to point
two.
Examples of those whose water was turned to wine. The people that their wine was turned to water by darkness. But the Lord changed that water back to wine.
You
have heard about Abraham and Sarah. In Genesis chapter
12,
you can see how Abraham and Sarah, they had no child as good as they had. They had no child. They had no child. They did everything possible they could do. But their wine turned water. But one day, the Lord turned that water back to wine. He makes Sarah to conceive at his old age. And now Sarah sang a song of joy. Song she had never sang before. So who can say I can breastfeed in the house of Abraham? You also my listeners. You are in the position of sorrow and weeping. You will sing the song of joy by the time I end this message. The song of joy will come upon your life. You will have testimony about what you are listening about. Transformation will visit your life. God turned the water of their life to wine. There are many cases like that that will mention for you. A lady, Rachel, the one most loved by Jacob, but a womb became closed. A womb was closed. She did everything possible. She did everything possible to ensure she conceived, but she didn't. She went for her husband. She said, fight with her sister, yet she did not conceive. But when she called upon the Lord, the Lord that turned water to wine, the Lord that turned sorrow to joy, Jesus that manifested in the Old Testament as the Lord God, he called upon him. And now our womb became open. Our womb became open. She became a mother of children. Not only ordinary children. Now the glorious one. We could see that God turned our sorrow to joy. God turned our water to wine. I about Hannah. She is the first wife in her husband's home. Even her husband is a lukewarm husband. He never knew the protocols of God about marriage. He never knew the establishment of God about marriage. She had two wives. And Hannah had no conception. But the other one conceived. Now she had about seven children. She can be given birth every year. Look at the intervals of year between seven children. And Anna was had been married first. Anna had been married first. And Anna had no child. Anna had no child. Anna, she will train. She will try to abuse Anna. Because the wine of Anna had turned to water. The wine of Anna had turned to water. But one day, Anna, she wept and went to the Lord. She wept and went to the Lord. Wept and went to the Lord. She cried unto the Lord. She cried unto the Lord. She cried unto the Lord. And the Lord answered her prayer. The Lord make her to conceive. Make her to conceive. And now she gave birth. Never gave birth to an ordinary child. God turned the water of her life to wine. Have you heard about Jabez? There is a young man named Jabez.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His name Jabez. When his mother conceived him, the experience of his mother make his name to be named Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9 or 2:10. His mother had a very terrible experience. It was when he was conceived that everything was in disarray. Things are bad become to manifest. He was called a child of sorrow. Not that she was wicked, but as you understand things. But she never knew. Immediately she called him the sorrowful child. He never knew he had delivered the child to the spirit of sorrow. From that day she named him Jabez. The spirit of sorrow has widowed the child and trained him. The spirit of sorrow knew that he is now his mother. Now he has adopted the child. The mother has been changed. And sorrow began to train the child. Trained him till he was over 40 years.
Jabez
had no success according to story. Nothing he laid his hand upon that prospered. He had never witnessed goodness. Now you went to the place of the Lord. And then the Lord had turned sorrow to joy. He called on God that turned weeping to laughter. And Jabez called upon the Lord. And the Lord asked him and make him more honorable above his brethren. The Lord exhorted him highly. This means God turned the water of his life to wine. God turned his water to wine. How many will I tell about the lepers that Jesus made clean? The lepers that problem have pursued them and isolated them. He had removed them from the family. He had isolated them in the forest. And Jesus healed them completely. They became clean. The water of their life turned back to wine. How many will I mention about the widow of Nain? The one that had just a child. She's old, the husband dead. And the only child went to the sickness and also died. And now she was about to bury the child. Now they met the one very. He met the Lord of Lords. He met the Lord that created Moses. He met the Lord that created Elijah. He met the Lord of the prophets. He met the King of Kings. And then he said, weep no more. Weep no more. Weep no more. The woman thought the statement is ordinary. Because people had been telling her that she would no more. She never knew the King of Kings, the incarnate of men, is speaking to her now. And he went to the place of the casket. And said, you young man, rise up. He touched the casket. And even the people that carried the casket stood down. They laid him down and the man got up. And they delivered the child to his mother. Immediately the laughter, the weeping was turned to laughter. I'm describing the weep, brother. Discussing to you, father, brothers and sisters. Maybe you have no joy before. Your joy might begin from this very night. Your miracle might begin from this place of the message. The one I'm proclaiming to you is the one that does it. Wonder spiritually and physically. Joy and gladness physically and spiritually.
The fountain will be open for your life as of tonight. Listen. Don't consider the name you bear. Don't consider your religion. But listen to the truthfulness of the word I'm telling you. Jesus turned the sorrow of that to a woman to joy. He turned her weeping to laughter immediately. In Luke chapter 13, the woman that was bent all over, she had been bent, she couldn't raise her head again. We never knew what happened to her, but the backbone was bent. She had no hope for deliverance again, and she has to come. Wherever you may be, whatever the sickness inflicts to you, I'm not the healer, but the one sending me, speaking to me. If you can hear this word, the hand of miracle will touch your life. You will receive that wonder. You in agony. Now you will be in comfort. That dream of death you had will turn to life. Jesus found this woman in the temple. He touched her, the King of Kings. Immediately the backbone became straight, and the backbone became straight, and she stood. Jesus is more than the one that gives warning. Jesus is more than messenger. The work he did shows that. Prophecies about him shows that. He touched her, and the woman got up. Everyone praised God for her. Her sorrow was made joy. Have you heard about the one of sick of prophecy in Mark chapter 2? He couldn't sit, let alone rise up. Anywhere he was made, he would urinate and defecate there. Because he's paralyzed, he's just breathing. What they heard about Jesus, they heard about Jesus Christ. Now these people too came to the place of Jesus. They attempted to their faith, make him down from the roof. They took him out of the roof. They used something to draw him down before Jesus. When Jesus saw him, he said, your sins are forgiven. Immediately, he said, rise up. The one that had not been hurt before, he rose up immediately. His wine that had been made water was turned back to wine. He had worked before, but now he couldn't work again. And Jesus restored him. I bow that man at the pool of Bethesda. In Gospel according to John chapter 5, the one that is hopeless. His people had isolated him there. And some people will take man to hospital and never check over him again. Also that sick man in the pool of Bethesda. His people have isolated him there. They are fed up of his issue. And now he was also there. He is looking at the stain of the water. But no power to put himself there. For 38 years, he had been in the place of sickness. The sickness has wasted his time. But one day, the Father I'm talking about, my Father, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, mighty over the mighty, God in the incarnate of man, he went there. He passed through the multitude, and he went to that sick man. He said, would I be made whole? I'm delivering the message saying, I'm delivering the message given me, the vision given me, and how I am given, I'm delivering to you. If you accept it importantly, you will see the mighty hand of God. He said, do you want to be made whole? He said, I never see the one that will take me into the water. When I attempt to be dead, you will not there fall. Jesus said, take up your bed. Before all of them, the one that has never walked before, he will be rolling on his side. He rise up. And he took up his bed and went home. You on that sick bed in that room that you have, at that home that you have, in that hospital that you have, anywhere you have, Jesus' name. That's your agony. As you listen to the preacher, I want to tell you when the message, that agony will transform and will turn to comfort. You in the place of weeping, your weeping turn to laughter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The marriage of the Cana of Galilee. Jesus turned the sorrow of the groom to joy. That finished joy was restored. That manifested sorrow was taken away. Manifested weeping was turned to joy. Laughter was turned to laughter. Now he was smiling. Now they were given testimony. That in this hour of the day, we have found such a good wine like this. As the Lord lives and his holy, they will give testimony about you as well. People will believe on your behalf. They say, what is the secret of the goodness of your life? What is the secret for problems not to overcome you? Then what will you tell them? You will describe Jesus unto them. You will point them to
Amen.
Now I'm on to point three. What is the secret? For God to make Abraham, Sarah, child, fool, listen. What is the secret behind Rachel becoming a fruitful person? What is the secret for Manoah's wife to become fruitful? What is the secret about Anna's fruitfulness? You might say, what's the new thing there? There are many who are barren people that never received Jesus or have child. You might go to the river and seek for child. The river can give you the child. But what will happen is this. When the river decreases in volume, the child will be. At the rainy season, the child will become fat. Same thing. No matter what you do, that is what you do. You know how the river will bring dirtiness. Bring dirtiness. That's the river. When you pull, it will bring dirtiness. Any child given to you by a river, you will be there in the place of swamp. Anywhere you have found, you will be doing everything in a rough way. Because that is where she comes from. Or she may give you a river. But it cannot be good. He will swim in and do like a pig. The palm tree can give you a child. He will be as the palm tree is. If I give you a child, the child is not massive as well. But the one that comes from the place of the Lord, a child that God gives you will not be the one to trouble you. A child that has been trained from God. Sir, child for Abraham is this a very good one, not Ishmael. Sir, child for Abraham is named Isaac. That was why it's called laughter. The meaning is laughter. The children without trouble. Children with goodness of impartation from heaven. Children that have been trained by God. Children that can be supported. Children that are faithful and come like that. Children that knows God. As Abimelech did everything, never fight them. Children with the good covenant of God upon them. They are called Isaac. That is about Rachel. When she never went to seek child elsewhere, she gave back to Joseph. She gave back to Joseph. How about Manoah's wife? She gave back to Samson.
Anna,
give back to Samuel. Can you see that? God gives original children. You can't go to the idol of principalities and give you good child. They will give you just mere children. They will give you fake children. They will give you troublesome children. That is what the devil gives. That is what the demon gives. That is what idol gives. Original children are in the place of God. Listen. You might not accept Jesus and have money, but what happened is you cannot enjoy it. You might not receive Jesus and have money, but you cannot have peace with him. You cannot receive just enough money.
Well,
you cannot have rest of mind with it. It is Jesus that give money and rest. Jesus give money and joy. Jesus give money and peace of mind. Jesus gives unto man. You can't go into charm and harmony and say you have rest. Even the devil that give you that charm does not have rest. The devil to whom you go and seek the money does not have joy himself. And it is what you have that you can give out. Listen carefully to my word. I'm discussing the secret to you. I'm discussing the secret with you. The secret. The secret. The secret. The people that Jesus turned their water to wine, there are secrets. Jabez. Cried unto God and God make him honorable. I want to tell you the secret now. The leper that the Lord makes whole, I will tell you the secret now. The one with bent back that the Lord makes straight, I will tell you the secret now. The groom that his finished wine was restored, I will tell you the secret now. The widow of Nain that her child was getting back to life. The sick man in the pool of Bethesda was made whole. I will tell you the secret now. Because of time, this secret, so that you will understand. In Yoruba language, I will use the sound of B in three places. Three B sounds. Number one,
the
secret is to permit Jesus to control your life. Allowing Jesus to control your life. Receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The one you can give the control of your life to, that's number one secret. That can lead you aright. If I cannot lead you right, a pastor, prophet, whatever, a ordinary man cannot lead you right. A man like you, born like you are born, they are lying on the heart. And they live the life like you are living it. For Jesus Christ, it's not like you and I. His conceivement differs from you and I. His birth is not the same as you and I. His lifestyle is not the same as you and I. His death differs from you and I. Differs from man. His resurrection is clearly different. His ascension different. He's the one to whom you can give your life. Listen. Number one thing. Allowing Jesus to control your life. Surrendering the control and the will of your life to Jesus. All those people who Jesus made their water wine, they have given the control of their life to him. You see the
group?
In Gospel according to John chapter 2, verse 2, Jesus and his disciples, they were invited to the marriage. That means they have given the control of their life, their direction unto Jesus. They have invited Jesus to their life and into their family. Tonight you can do that for whatever you have. No need for going to buy white garments. You don't need white water. You don't need incense. In your heart, decide that Jesus, as I'm listening to this word, I give the control of my life to you. I give the control of my life to you. I surrender that you lead my life as from today.
Amen.
That's number one B sound. Number two, praying unto Jesus. Praying unto Jesus. Listen. You cannot substitute number two for number one. and place number one as number two. Number one is number one, no doubt. Number two is number two. Praying unto Jesus. If you don't receive Jesus, you cannot pray unto him. If you don't receive Jesus, you cannot pray unto him. Truly, there are many noises of prayer around now. But the reason why many prayers are not answered, many of those that prayed have not received Jesus. It is not all prayer people that are Christians. Only those that Jesus controls their lives and give their life to him is called Christian. Even not all preachers are Christians. Not those people preaching the word of God are Christians. The people that give their life to him. The people that Jesus controls their life, they are Christians. The one being led by the Spirit of Jesus, they are Christians. Listen, praying unto Jesus Christ. Praying unto Jesus Christ. That means when you have given your life to him, you give the control of your life to him, you surrender your life to him. He's the one control your entirety, your soul, your thoughts, your feelings, every of your intentions, your speeches, your character, your decisions, your dressing, that you are led by the Spirit of God. That will give you enablement, the faith and boldness to call on God. You'll be able to tell him your present confrontation. Take over the spirit. And when the wine was finished, the mother of Jesus said, there's no more wine. That is a prayer answer. After they have received Jesus, now they pray unto him. They have no wine again. You are sending to tell Jesus now. When you receive him, when you follow him, when you rely on him, now you tell him, Lord, this is what is happening to me. This is what is happening to me. Everything is intimacy with Christ. That means telling it to Jesus. The experiences, the confrontation, happenings on your life. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Praying unto Jesus. Number three. The number three secret. Obedience to Jesus. Obedience to the authority of Jesus. Obedience to the directives of Jesus. Obedience to the teachings of Jesus. Obedience to the words of Jesus. Jesus' mother took the cook. She said, stay by him. Whatever he has to do. Whatever he asks you to do. Whatever he asks you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever he asks you to do. Don't say you are wise before yourself. That's a secret. Three secrets. Whatever he has to do. Listen. When you receive Jesus, you give the control of your life to him. And you rely on him. And you are praying unto him, you must obey him. When you are obedient, if the devil has turned your wine to water, Jesus will transform him back to wine. Whatever that thing that turns to water in your life, the Lord will change it. All those people that Jesus turned their water to wine, these are the secrets found in their life. They receive him, they pray to him, and they obey him. They receive him into their life, they pray to him, and they obey him. Listen, they receive him into their life, into their mind, they pray to him with their mouth. Now they hear with their ears what he's saying, hear what he's saying, and they do it. Jesus said, let's do the pot, and they did so. Can bring it and turn to wine. Whatever you have. Just three secrets. Not what you procrastinate. What you do right away. Whatever the place you have, you do. Jesus, I give my life unto you. The control of my life, the control of my life, my will, I give unto you. You be the one to control me. You want to move about there. You want to receive the wonders of that time of our wonders has come. Lord, I give my life to you. Tell the Lord right away. Whatever the kind of lifestyle you have been living before, maybe you are a prostitute, maybe you are a thief, maybe you are a cyber crime, maybe you are a fraudster, maybe you are gone astray. Whatever position you have, can you give your life to the Lord right away? The Lord wants to turn the water of your life to wine. You want to turn your sorrow to joy. You want to turn your weeping to laughter. You want to take away failure from your life. Number one, receive Jesus. Allow him to control your life. You can control your life by yourself again. You are the one controlling it. That's why you see the experiences. You can't control your life all by yourself. The only one to whom you can give the control and the direction of your life. Name Jesus. His name Jesus. His name Jesus. To whom you can give the control of your life. And that is when you will be able to pray unto me. If your obedience has lost them all, I give the control of my life to you. I give the control of my life to you. I give the control of my life to you. The spirit of prayer, the power of prayer, send it to my life. Spirit that prays, spirit of prayer, request for it, whatever you have. Spirit of prayer, enter into my life. As I'm giving the control of my life unto you, Lord, I lay down my will for you. Let us put a power of prayer coming to my life. Put a prayer, power of prayer coming to my life. Put that prayer without weakness and without tiredness coming to my life. Put a prayer coming to my life. Coming to my life. Coming to my life. That's number three. Spirit of obedience. You rise up to your feet whatever you have. Let the spirit of obedience come to your life. Rise up whatever you have. If you can rise up where you have, say, Lord, release the spirit of obedience. Spirit of obedience, release it into my life. Close your eyes, tell the Lord, spirit that obeys. Grace for obedience. Come into my life. Spirit of obedience. Grace for obedience. Come into my life. Lord, let the spirit and the grace for obedience come into my life. Release it unto me. Let me be able to be obedient.
Make me obedient.
Jesus name, our Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now spread all over. Spread all over.
For
about 5 minutes, the angels of God, the mighty hand of God, the fast force of God, the authority of God, everything that makes God, He has descended to make work in our lives. Now, what are those wine that turn to water in your life? Now, you call upon the name of the Lord. Maybe you have ailment on your body. You are healthy before, but now you are no more healthy. Now it seems you are fluctuating for healthiness. You say, Lord, this is it. This is anything that stands as water for my life. Turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. You have been fervent before, but now you are no more fervent. Restore wine. That new wine. Good wine. Original wine. Restore it into my life. Restore it into my life. Restore it into my life. I will sing you this song. You just were saying it. Lord, turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. Maybe you have never experienced the factor. You never experienced goodness. You never experienced joy. Maybe your family. You and your wife, you are no more understandable. You and your husband, you are no more understandable. The Lord at the early place is gone. Now, maybe you live alone as a husband and a wife. You say, Lord, if you store wine into my family,
pour
the water of my life,
oh God.
Open your mouth and pray. Lord, call upon him. Don't close your mouth. Don't close your mouth. Don't fail to speak
out.
Don't fail to speak
out.
Don't be sluggish in your speaking. Don't let anything be too good or big for you to say. Don't be sluggish at all. Say, Lord, turn the water of my life to wine today. Turn the water of my life to wine today. Turn my sorrow to joy. Turn my weeping to laughter. Turn my sorrow to joy as from tonight. Let everything turn around and become goodness for me. Turn agony to comfort for me.
Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Bawa agbara re se temi. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Ma so.
Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Bawa agbara re se temi. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Oluwa Jesus to ni yanu lowo.
Fọwọ́ agbára rẹ̀ ṣe tèmi, Jésù tó ní ìyanu lọ́wọ́.
Jésù tó ní ìyanu lọ́wọ́. Fọwọ́ agbára rẹ̀ ṣe tèmi, Jésù tó ní ìyanu lọ́wọ́. Ìyanu lọ́wọ́, Jésù tó ní ìyanu lọ́wọ́. Fọwọ́ agbára rẹ̀ ṣe tèmi, Jésù tó ní ìyanu lọ́wọ́. Turn the reproach of my life to glory. Turn the reproach of my life to glory. It is reproach. Lord, turn it. Turn the water of my life to wine. Tell it to Lord. You that the devil is inflicting you by children. Lord, is the water of my life. That very thing that stands for water for my life. Lord, change it. Turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. You that you have no breakthrough. You that you have never experienced goodness. You that you have blocking of way. Lord, turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. Lord, turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. Tell the Lord. I've told you the secret. Call upon the Lord. Turn the water of my life to wine. Turn the water of my life to wine. Jesus to ni yanu lowo.
Lowo
adala le se temi. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Adala le se temi. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Fọwọ́ agbára rẹ̀ ṣe tèmi. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Fọwọ́ agbára rẹ̀ ṣe tèmi. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Jesus to ni yanu lowo. Fọwọ́ agbára
Amen.
Amen.
Receive your wonder. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you are.
No.
I pray your name to the authority of God. Your life receive wonder. Your life receive wonder. Wonder. Wonders are strong. Water to wine. Your life receive it. Your life receive it. Your life, your water turn to wine. Good wine. Good wine. Good wine. New wine. Your weeping turns to laughter. You will no more weep. You become to laugh. The Lord has made you smile. Your child will be laughter. You will no more cry. Your sorrow has turned to joy. Your reproach has turned to glory. As of today, garments of reproach is taken away from you. It is set on fire. It is set on fire. It is set on fire. Your ways are open. Glory be to the Lord. Lift up your hand and bless
you. My dear, what's okay?
You that you have been poisoned, you will defecate it. That poison you have been fed with will come with urine and feces. Both arrow and its venom on you will come out of your body. Raise up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Ogo fokore. Ogo fokore. Ogo foruko oluwa ogo foruko oluwa ogo foruko ogo foruko ogo foruko oluwa
oruko jesu
ogo foruko ogo foruko
oba
ogo ogo foruko oluwa
Amen.
You bless God for what the Lord has done.